Velveteen Rabbit arrived on Christmas Eve. And the boy found him on Christmas morning, stuffed in the top of his stocking with a sprig of holly between his paws. He looked quite wonderful. And for at least 2 hours, the boy played with him nonstop. And then aunts and uncles appeared, and there was a great rustling of wrapping paper. And the little rabbit was forgotten. For the longest time, he lived on the nursery floor or sometimes in the toy cupboard. Being only made of velveteen and naturally shy, some of the other toys didn't even speak to him. The expensive toys felt quite superior. The mechanical toys felt they were better than anyone else. They had modern ideas, and they told everyone that they were real. The model boat, which had lived for 2 years in the nursery and had most of his paint rubbed off, insisted in talking of his rigging in technical terms. And Timothy, the jointed lion, who was made by disabled soldiers and should have had broader views, put on airs and pretended he was connected to the government. Only the skin horse was kind to the little bunny. The skin horse had lived in the nursery longer than anyone else. He had been there so long that his brown fur was bald in patches, and the seams showed through, and most of the hairs in his tail had been pulled out to string bead necklaces. But the skin horse had seen many, many generations of mechanical toys come to boast and swagger and look down on him, and he knew that eventually they would get wound up too tight and break their mainsprings, or they would get left out in the rain and rust. And though he was too kind to say so, he knew that they were not real at all. And it pained him to think that even when they were unkind to him, it pained him to think that they were not really loved. They were played with, but they were not really loved. Well, one night, when the little bunny was lying beside the skin horse in the nursery in the moonlight, and everyone else had gone to bed, the little bunny asked the skin horse the most important question in the whole world. "Skin horse," he said, "what is real? Does it mean having a stick-out handle and things that buzz inside?" "No," said the skin horse. "Real isn't how you're made. It's something that happens to you. It takes a long time. When a child loves you, really loves you, not just to play with, but really loves you, eventually you become real. "Does it hurt?" asked the little rabbit. "Well," said the skin horse, "sometimes it does." He was always truthful. "Does it happen all at once?" asked the bunny. "Is it like being wound up?" "No," said the skin horse, "it takes a very long time. Usually, by the time you are real, most of your fur has been loved off, and your eyes fall out, and you get loose in the joints, and you look pretty shabby. But that's all right, because when you're real, you can't be ugly except to people who don't understand." "Oh," said the little rabbit, and he looked at the skin horse. "I suppose you are real. then he wished he had not said it. He worried that the skin horse might be sensitive about his appearance. But the skin horse just smiled. "Yes," he said, "the boy's uncle made me real many, many years ago. But once you become real, you can't be unreal again. It lasts forever." Well, not long after that, when Nana was getting the boy ready for bed, she looked around for the china dog that he normally slept with and could not find it. And so she walked over to the nursery cupboard and she picked up the little bunny by his ear and tucked him in with the boy. Well, at first, the little bunny didn't really like it, because the boy hugged him so tight and rolled over on top of him, and he felt like he could hardly breathe. And he missed his midnight talks with the skin horse. But the boy made burrows in the bedclothes and taught him to jump high above the bed and took him outside and gave him rides in the wheelbarrow and talked to him late at night and told him secrets. And then one night, when it was time for bed, Nana looked around and could not find the little bunny. So the boy said, you absolutely must go outside and find my bunny. So she did. She went outside with a lantern in the dark and found him where he'd been left in the garden where they had been playing with the boy when the boy came in for tea. And she picked him up by his hind leg and carried him up to the house and through the downstairs and up the stairs and down the hall and into his room. And the little rabbit was quite dizzy. And she looked down at the little rabbit, who by now had had most of his velveteen rubbed off, and his eyes seemed to be falling out, and his tail was getting loose. She looked down and said, "How silly to make such a fuss over a silly old toy." The little boy said, "He's not a toy. He's not silly. He's not a toy. He's my real little bunny." And the little rabbit's eyes, which long ago had lost their new shine, seemed to glow. Well, that is a children's story. And we love it. I love it. In part, because it's true. Because it's true. It takes a long time to be real. And by the time you are real, your fur has been loved off, you get loose in the joints, and you look pretty shabby. But to be real is to be vulnerable and to care, to love, and to be loved. So John says in his gospel that the Word became flesh, became real, and dwelt among us.